Why the chickens? Because they're clearly too afraid to include Ralph in the debates.
Oh, I see. It's one says Bush and one says Gore, and they look exactly the same, and they have $1,000 bills.
Virtually no difference.
And there's money stuffed down their beaks too.
Yes, there is, because that's exactly what this whole campaign is about. They don't have to appeal to voters or real people. They've already got their special interests lined up. They're bought and paid for.
So what's your alternative? What are you going to be doing instead?
I'm voting for Ralph. I'm voting for Nader.
And how does he differ from Bush and Gore?
Oh, in every possible way. I mean, he's the only one that supported public campaign financing and true campaign finance reform to give the political process back to the American people instead of the corporations. He's the only one who advocates an end to the death penalty and the racist practices of that.
Why is it important for you to come and bring that message here to the streets of Boston?
Because I truly believe that we're at a critical point in our society where if the average person doesn't start to get involved, they will have no opportunity to be involved anymore. And the Commission on Presidential Debates, the fact that they exist at all as a response to the League of Women Voters having included third-party candidates, just goes to show that the voters are systematically being excluded from the entire process.
Is that the first time that the League of Women Voters have included third-party candidates? Is this the first go-round for them?
No, no. They also included John Anderson in 1980, and they included Ross Perot in 1996. And after that, the two dominant parties decided they cannot allow the League of Women Voters to control the debates because they're too threatened by the competition.
So they set up their own.
They set up their own commission specifically to exclude any chance for having third-party candidates speak their views and have the American public know what their options are.
So what's the best way to change that?
Coming out here, excuse me, I've been shouting, coming out here and protesting and writing letters to the editor and becoming active in your community and in the Green Party.
Green Party is going all the way in 2000, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Right on Brookline, 201 Brookline tonight. They can all come down there. Any young folks who've been, shut out of the process. I think most of the tickets are going to the campaigns. So if young people want a chance to watch it, we're going to have radio stations there and a chance for them to rate the debate online with a sort of a youth meter, say they hate what the candidates are saying, they like what they're saying, so we can get a nice graph. We're doing it at 22 sites around the country. About 1,000 people, hopefully, to go rate the debate online and get a good feeling whether they're talking about things young people care about or not. It's a coalition called Youth Vote 2000. Rock the Vote, the whole nine yards. National Council La Raza, Black Youth Vote, the League of Women Voters, Campus Green Vote, the U.S. PERGS, everybody. So cool. Yeah, if you could put that out, that'd be great. And it's our website. People can go online, even if they can't make it to the event, and they can rate the debate online. It's youthvote2000.org. Fenway Cinemas is 201 Brookline. It starts at 8:30 tonight. Thanks a lot, man. Bye-bye.
What did you think about the people that just walked by?
I was surprised.
Surprised?
What do I think about them as individuals, how they look?
Well, did you see their signs? Did you see their issue?
Yeah, their issue. They want an open debate.
What
do
you think about that?
I think they're right.
Are you from Boston?
Yes.
Are you going to go inside the debate tonight?
Am I going to go inside it?
Did you get a ticket? Did you pay $100,000?
No.
No?
I wasn't invited.
Did you go to the Fleet Center on Sunday? Ralph Nader was there?
No.
No?
Was that free?
It was $10 sliding scale, so you could have got in. I know people got free tickets. Hey,
yeah.
How are you?
No, I didn't go.
You didn't go?
No.
What about tonight? There's, you know, this is going on. There's going to be a street party. Interest you at all?
Oh, there's a street party where?
It's starting in Dudley Square tonight at 5.
Oh, no, I won't be there.
You won't be there?
I live in the other end of the city, the other way. Yeah.
Well, they've got the whole campus closed off. Did you hear about that?
Right. Yeah, I know.
How do you feel about that?
Closed. I can understand that.
You can understand that?
I can understand it.
They've had like officials there before, though, and didn't close it down like that. Isn't that kind of weird?
Well, these two men that want to be president, so they're a little bit different, I would say.
But President Clinton's been on campus before, and they didn't shut it down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
and they've had.
There you go. I don't know then.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
It's
the,
just odd, you know. What do you think the students should get restitution for having 2 days of classes canceled?
Maybe they'll just extend their school year.
Yeah.
2 days.
2 days.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let them know that you care.
I do.
What are you going to be doing this fall? Voting for Gore, Bush, Nader, Buchanan? Have you thought yet?
Well, Buchanan would be a good candidate,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately. He doesn't have enough people behind him. But I think that's probably going to be Bush.
You're going to do this?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have fun and enjoy the debate tonight.
Okay.
Look for us on the streets.
Okay.
All right, bye. You listening? What you listening to?
What's going on?
You trying to see what's going on? Did you see their signs? Do you know what they're about?
Yeah, I know what it's all about.
What do you think about demanding open debates?
Well, I think... basically, you know, what everybody else does is not fair. You know, it's like you said, there's corporate, and it's more than a two-party system, so why should just one, you know, two parties be allowed to vote?
Yeah.
It's basically bias, and what it's doing is just manipulating everybody's vote, so you have to vote here or there, majority, you know.
Yeah, where there's going to be other people on the tickets in the majority of the
states.
What do you think about that? What do you think about someone else running for president besides Bush and Gore?
Well, I'm really not a politician, so, you know, I really don't have many opinions about the politics, but I know they're so biased, why I almost even vote, because it's just, you know, the decisions are going to be made.
Did you vote last time for president?
No, I've never voted.
How old are you?
25.
And you've never voted?
No.
Man, you look old for 25.
I look old.
What's the age? No, you don't. Not with your sunglasses off. I see that.
That was great to say.
Well, you look so authoritarian with your sunglasses on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So anything going to make you vote this go-round?
We'll have to see.
You have to see?
Mm-hmm.
So if maybe you heard more from the two other, or the other candidates that are running, that might get you to vote?
Yeah, that might.
What are the issues that you're looking for the two main candidates to talk about, or any of the candidates?
Minority issues, taxes, or just things basically that covers me as a young person.
Yeah.
So.
Did you know that there is, in fact, a person of color running for vice president?
No.
A woman, in fact?
No.
Winona LaDuke on the Green Party ticket?
Okay, I know about the Green Party. I didn't know she was running, though.
Yeah, she's running with as vice president for Ralph Nader. You can talk to this guy. He's got this lovely sign that says, demand open debates, and I know that he, in fact, has been working with the Greens a lot. He's got the Granny D t-shirt on. Do you know her?
No.
She's a 90-year-old woman that's been walking around the country for campaign finance reform.
Mm-hmm.
Old lady, but she's been doing it. She's been doing it. No, there's a lot of people out here who can tell you about third parties. Not just Nader, but McReynolds, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's running on the Socialist Party ticket, but he's only in 7 states. I know Nader will probably be on the ticket here in Massachusetts, so that's something to find out about, and plus other people as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time are the debates? Where are the debates at? UMass, right?
Yeah, they're at UMass, but you won't be able to get there. You heard about that?
No.
They shut down campus.
I heard they shut the campus. So who, basically the students aren't allowed in either?
Nobody's allowed in. The campus is
shut
down.
So what are the students doing? Like, who live there?
The students have left. They've moved out. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man. If I went to school there, see, I just graduated.
So if you were...
I'd have been pissed.
Yeah. You would have been pissed, and what would you have done?
That's something I'm paying for. Yeah. You're paying for school, too? I'd have been pissed.
So the students actually presented a letter to the vice president of management right up here. This is where the president is, the office of UMass. And they presented a letter up here yesterday requesting that that the university pay restitution to the students for 2 days of missed classes.
Yes.
Do you think they should?
Missed classes and other so forth. Some students don't have the money just to pick up and leave. And, like, I surely didn't have. If someone told me I couldn't stay in my, well, I didn't live in the dorms, but if someone told me I couldn't, there's no way.
Yeah, it's lockdown up there.
I thought you could at least, I guess it, you know, their fear, you know, they have Secret Service fear of assassination or anything else like that.
I heard Clinton had been to UMass before, though, and they didn't lock down the campus for that. And like other like delegates and officials, and they never locked down the campus for that.
I've never heard of a campus lockdown. I've never heard of a lockdown area. Debates are open to some people, but I guess
If you got a ticket, and open if you paid some money for that ticket.
Yes.
So are you gonna walk with these people?
I'll walk for a little. I just want to see where they're going. I'm really new to the area. I just moved here from Philadelphia, so.
Oh, you were? Were you there for the RNC, for the Republican National Convention?
No.
You were here for that?
No.
Well, enjoy your walk with them.
Okay.
So we've hooked up with Jeff Cohen here out in the streets of Boston. We're marching in downtown to protest the closeness of the debates. And you wanted to say a few words on the history of the debates?
Yeah, well, what's curious, what people have to realize, is that when a company like Anheuser-Busch or AT&T gives huge amounts of soft money to both political parties, no matter what happens, they're saying, we'll win this election. And when these same companies sponsor the Commission on Presidential Debates that has an exclusive two-party debate, what they're saying is no matter who wins, we'll win this debate, no matter what happens. So it's that corruption that a lot of young people are waking up to that's so exciting.
What do you think of the coverage of past debates, and what do you expect coming from this one? Do you think the protests in the streets will get any coverage?
The protests have gotten some mainstream media coverage, but mostly they will focus on who looked the best, who dressed the best, who had the best one-liner, but they can't really discuss on mainstream media the substance of the issues, because there's so many issues that will not be debated between these two candidates who chose Jim Lehrer from so-called public television, a guy who's never asked a tough question of anyone in power. So it's going to be a snooze substantively, and then the nitwit pundits on national TV will talk about who looked the best, who dressed the best. It's a sorry spectacle, and then they'll wonder, they'll scratch their chins and they'll say, God, I wonder why young people aren't interested in this process, because the process is so corrupt, that's why.
And of what the American people think the issues should be in the debates, have there been any polls conducted that indicate what the issues the American people feel should be in there?
Then when these polls are asked, not necessarily about the debates, but over the last year or two, especially during the height of Monica Lewinsky, people talk about job security, they talk about social security, they talk about environment and education. There will be discussions of these issues, but it'll be Tweedledee, Tweedledum. And, you know, the funny thing about this debate commission, they say that they have these debates on campuses because they want to bring young people into the process. Well, the fact is, all of these protests I've been at, and I'll be at the ones in St. Louis, Missouri later, they're basically young people. They've excluded all sorts of points of view that are attractive to young voters, and I could prove that by saying even in polls that show Nader, who gets almost no national media coverage, and when he does, it's often ridicule, he's at 3 or 4% in some national polls, but among likely voters under the age of 25, in the last Zogby poll, he gets 16%. That's 1 out of 6 young voter. And when you exclude a candidate like Nader, you're basically telling young people, we don't want you in this process. And it's no accident that the number of voters keeps shrinking.
Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, Jeff Cohen of FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting at FAIR.org.